Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Pachyorek. Batting third. The center fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fletcher moves to second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Pachyorek moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pachyorek. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Pachyorek steals third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Puckett moves to second. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baines. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baines. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Laudner moves to third. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Laudner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baines. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 2 in the game. Putnam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Teufel moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Pat Putnam. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patchy Orrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom O'Malley now playing third base. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Harold Baines now playing right field. Vance Law now playing shortstop. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hodge now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Reed now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Brown pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Jeff Reed now catching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Greg Luzinski. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-4 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Christmas pinch hits for Mark Hill. Steve Christmas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christmas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch runs for Steve Christmas. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-4 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley strikes out. One out. Royce Molly pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bert Roberge now pitching. Joel Skinner now catching. Rudy Law now playing center field. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gaetti bunts towards the mound. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to second. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Skinner for a passed ball. Brunansky moves to third. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brunansky scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.